the church brothel was formed during the Middle Ages, which meant that the revenue was flowing into the church. It allowed the church to license brothels.
Brothel revenue was essential to the growth of the Roman Catholic Church in the Middle Ages. Even some of the higher-up officials embraced it.
The Bishop of Winchester in the Middle Ages used to rent rooms to prostitutes. It was so well known that people would go and visit what they called the Winchester Geese.
And that was just the start.
Grand Council of Venice in the 15th century declared that prostitution was indispensable to the world.
Queen Joanna of Naples actually opened up a brothel right next to the Pope's residence, and she gave the local nunnery control of that particular brothel.
You might think that the Pope would have had a problem with prostitution in the neighborhood, but you'd be wrong.
At the rise of the Renaissance, Pope Sixtus taxed prostitution. Pope Alexander rented out rooms and brothels for prostitutes.
How does the church take that money? Well, they developed all kinds of workarounds to finally get the money, but not compromise their own beliefs too strongly. At times, the prostitute can keep the money if she uses it for charitable causes. At times, the church said the prostitute can give us the money if they repent first. Let's just put it like this. The money got to the right place. It always did.